Melo Mutine. Now we're going into our health feature, and I have just never known when and when not to introduce fluoride. A big discussion here on our weekend breakfast show today, and I'm joined on the line by Sari Liebenberg, who's an oral hygienist. Good morning to you, Sari.
Hi, good morning, Pumelo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, baby is born, baby has no teeth, no problems there. Should we be doing something to those gums?
Yes, definitely, Pumelo. A baby is born with a little sterile mouth, but the immediate contact with the normally mother and father first will obviously give the baby the bacteria that he's going to have for life. And therefore, we always try to limit contact with other individuals, preventing them from kissing the baby on the mouth and transferring, you know, unnecessary bacteria to the baby. But definitely we should clean their little mouth, because as I said, they're going to have bacteria soon, and then the process will start. So although there's not teeth that will be affected, the bacteria is there, and it is recommended that you take a little gauze and wet it with a little bit of water and wipe the gums to reduce the amount of bacteria, and then especially on their tongues, because as they drink milk, the milk will accumulate on the tongue, and it can give a thrush or a bad breath for the baby. So definitely, definitely necessary to clean the teeth and then the mouth, and as soon as the teeth start erupting, then we start cleaning the teeth as well.
You were saying a little cloth, some water, is that it? Nothing else?
Yeah, nothing, no toothpaste, no nothing. So a piece of gauze that the mom will wrap around her finger, just wet it with a little bit of water, and then just wipe the gums and wipe the tongue.
Okay, and then the teeth start to slowly appear. When do we introduce the toothbrush?
So between the ages of 4 months to 6 months, then the teeth will start erupting, and that's when you start using the small little toothbrush, normally the very, very soft little baby toothbrush, and brush the little teeth that erupts. Also, again, without any toothpaste or mouth rinses or anything that you dip the toothbrush in, just with water and with a toothbrush. And then from a year old, then we slowly start introducing a little bit of the baby toothpaste, very, very tiny bit, because obviously they can't spit out. And then we start teaching them to start spitting out as soon as they are able to do that.
So the recommendation is that the toothpaste that follows is toothpaste without fluoride. Explain that to me. Why no fluoride in the initial toothpaste?
Some of the toothpaste will have a tiny, tiny bit of fluoride. Mm-hmm. And as you progress with the stages of the toothpaste, the fluoride will increase. It is just what they need at that point in time. And of course, like I said, they can't spit out the toothpaste. So you don't want them to ingest the toothpaste with a large amount of fluoride in.
Let's take calls on 011-883-0702. We're speaking oral hygiene, particularly for the young ones. Have you got problems with the teeth of your babies? Are you having trouble with iron levels and so on? Lots of questions. I know many of you are battling with some issues when it comes to your baby teeth. Lots of questions, and Sari will be able to answer those questions on 011-883-0702. So what's wrong with fluoride, Sari?
There's nothing wrong with fluoride if we take it for what we need it, and if you only take in a little bit of fluoride. Fluoride is good for the teeth. It is proven that it can help prevent cavities, and that's why we would like to have it on a daily basis in the toothpaste. But like anything else, the minute that you take in too much of something, then there can be problems. So in rural areas where the fluoride content is very, very high in water, we will get discoloration of the teeth, but please, we don't talk about a little bit of fluoride just in toothpaste. There's fluoride in tea, there's fluoride in fish, there's naturally fluoride in water as well, and that is all good because it is not too much fluoride. But people often get confused with the concept of fluoride intake and too much fluoride.
So the water that you're referring to, when you're saying in rural areas you get a lot of fluoride content in the water, why is that?
It is just naturally in those areas. So our water in South Africa is not fluoridated, but naturally it occurs in high levels. And it is just very, very unfortunate for those people.
Okay, so then when that is the case, when you do find yourself in an area where your water has got a high levels of fluoride, how do you then, you know, how do you manage that in terms of your hygiene?
Unfortunately, we can't manage that as such, and we still get areas, but I am sure a lot of things get done to try and treat the water, because it doesn't happen that often anymore, I must say. But there's nothing that you as an individual can do except not drinking the water and drink more bottled water, which is also a pity, because like I said, most of the times it is very rural areas where the socioeconomic group is obviously not on the high side, and the people will obviously not be able to afford bottled water.
So if I understand this correctly, is it a general problem in our water systems in general? I'm trying to understand why the fluoride content in a rural area will be different to the fluoride content in an urban area.
I'm not too sure, and I'm not the right person to answer that to you, but like I said, it becomes less and less of a problem, and therefore my belief is that the water gets treated in a way because we don't often see that anymore, but it does exist.
Okay, so then what then to do if your child presents with this problem as a baby? What is the thing to just leave it and let them grow those teeth out?
There's unfortunately nothing that you can do about it, because the stains that would form on the teeth will happen when the teeth develop, when it's still in the gum.
Yeah.
And the minute that it is that they erupt, that's only when you can see it. Mm. And unfortunately, Pumelo, there's nothing that you can do to make it any better rather than the child having veneers or crowns done, obviously when he's of a later age, to try and just mask those terrible stains. But I just have to stress, it doesn't happen often anymore, and it is really not common in the sense that it will happen in areas even around Joburg. It is really, really rural areas, so you know, there's no need to worry that there's too much fluoride in the water where we live and where we drink it.
So sorry, when do we begin cosmetic surgery on the baby's mouth? In other words, if there are cavities, when is it okay to start filling those teeth and so on?
Well, you have to start immediately, because the last thing that you would like to have is the baby with pain and associate with teeth and pain and dentists and pain. So like anything else, we like to prevent rather. So that's why we will always encourage the mother, since from the time that she's pregnant, give her oral hygiene instructions regarding the baby's mouth and tell her what to do, so that we can prevent that. Unfortunately, there's a condition even called baby bottle caries. Most of the times it happens when the baby gets put to sleep with a bottle, and then the teeth get bathed in that solution, obviously if it's milk or sugary drinks. So we discourage that. And then what happens is the tongue will almost isolate the lower teeth, the lower front teeth, that those are the teeth, you know, that would appear first, erupt first. And then the top teeth will get bathed in the milk or in the sugar. And then you often get those little black little spots. It is so unnecessary to have it. We really can get our children to go through life without having to deal with that. But when that happens, they have to go to a dentist to have it fixed. Unfortunately, we have to take the little ones to theater most of the times, because you can imagine it's impossible for them to sit in the chair and have the restorations done. But yeah, we have to do it immediately.
Is it necessary to do that, or would you just wait it out until they, you know, they grow new teeth and these fall out?
Most of the times it is necessary because, like I said, we don't want to have let the little one have pain, and decay will obviously give us pain. It is not good to leave it because especially when they get a little bit older and they go to nursery school, they get teased about the black teeth, which is obviously bringing other social problems. If they have decay and they have toothache, they won't be able to eat properly, which is not good for their general health. Mm. When they start talking, they need the teeth to articulate the sounds. So, of course, if there's no teeth left and they, you know, decay dry down to the gum level, that's no good. So I would definitely not advise that. That is, it's not good to have some form of decay. And when there's decay, there's obviously more bacteria. So it's going to influence the rest of the mouth. Mm. So rather fix that, but still the best, prevent that from happening by brushing the little one's teeth also twice a day, so that it doesn't go there.
When that decay happens, my sense then is that the sensitivity levels will be heightened. In other words, the nerve endings will be sort of exposed.
You're right, yes. In a milk tooth, the nerve of the tooth is much more exposed. It's much more towards the crown of the tooth. So, yes, there will be pain. And there is just nothing that you can do once the process has started rather than to fixing the teeth with little fillings.
I feel just sad listening to that. I feel sad. So then you then have the process where they start losing their teeth. And sometimes when the new teeth come out, all kinds of things are happening. So teeth on top of other teeth and so on. Is there anything we can help there?
How do you mean what we can do when the teeth come out all over the place?
So how the teeth grow, how your adult teeth grow in sometimes is a little bit not quite the way we want it to be. Is there anything to assist in aligning those teeth to make them, I don't know, to allow them to come out straight, not to grow on top of one another, spacing and all of that?
That is one of the reasons why we have to look after the milk teeth is because they will keep the spaces for the permanent teeth and they will so-called guide the permanent teeth to erupt. But unfortunately, there's nothing more that you can do once the teeth start erupting and they are, you know, coming out all over the place. There's no assistance that we can give. To take them for the checkups to the dentist from an early age will help. Sometimes what you can do or what the orthodontist would do is to have an early stage of orthodontics as a corrective measure very early on and then take the braces off, and then at the later stage they will reapply the braces again. That's the only thing that you can do, but as a parent as such, there's nothing. You just have to listen to your dentist, and if he needs to send you to the orthodontist, rather do that, and like I said, maybe do this two-stage orthodontics.
Sari Liebenberg, our oral hygienist, thank you very much for your take.